Good morning. Hope you can hear me. We'll start out with the reading that Nick read this morning, Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Thankful for everything, good or bad. Doesn't say thankful for the good things. Doesn't say thankful for some things, most things, almost all things. But it says be thankful for everything in all circumstances. When my daughter Beth Ann was in preschool, said her prayers with her every night, and I'm not real sure if it was because she didn't want to go to sleep or not, but she could thank God for the longest time. She thanked God for every member of the family, including aunts and uncles and nephews, and cousins. She thanked God for all of her friends at kindergarten. She thanked God for all of the things that she had. She thanked God for her shoes and her socks and you name it, and she thanked God for it. Then surprised me one day. She said, "Thank you, God, that Daddy loves me enough to spank me when I need to be spanked." It made me not want to spank her anymore. And I'm not sure that may have been the reason. But I still did spank her. Because I loved her. And that's the reason God disciplines us, is because He loves us. And we need to be thankful for it. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul writes these words, "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest upon me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Paul even thanked God for the thorn in the flesh. It was the way that he had to prove to God that He loved him no matter what, no matter what was happening in his life. James tells us in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you're tempted in many different ways, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." And in verse 12 he says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those that love him." That will make it all worthwhile. Everything that we go through in this life, good and bad, Paul says is not worthy to be compared to the glory that is waiting for us. One day, all suffering will cease. those that are in Christ Jesus will be raised, and they will be living in a place where there is no more suffering, no more pain, no more death. Those are the things most important that we should be thanking God for. Well, we should thank Him for our family, for the things that we have. But we should thank Him even more for the spiritual blessings. Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Bethan was overflowing with thankfulness. Maybe we need to do that. Maybe it's a challenge that I would issue to you today. For the next 4 days, until Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, start a list. Spend some time on it every day. You can't run, you can't have enough time to list. And don't just thank you, God, for the physical blessings. Name them all. Name every member of the family. Name then the spiritual blessings that you have. Ephesians 5:20. 5:19, we know it. We may not know where it was found, but we know the verse that we should make music in our heart to God. Verse 20 says, always giving thanks to God for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks God for everything. Good or bad. The bad are there to make us better. The good are there so that we can appreciate, so we can be thankful for what He's given us. Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you have been entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Thank God that He's freed us from sin. He did that when He gave us His Son. And His Son became sin so that we might be without sin. Didn't say that we would never sin, but that we would be without sin. That God would not hold us for those sins. Why? Because of His Son Jesus. So thanks be to God that He's delivered us from sin and we become slaves of righteousness. Verses 22 and 23 of the same chapter. But now you have been set free from sin and become slaves to God. The benefits you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What can be better? What could be better than eternal life with Jesus our Lord? What can compare? That's what we need to be thankful for in the deepest way that we possibly can. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. The victory. The song in our book, Encamped Along the Hills of Light, Christian soldiers arise. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This world is good in so many ways. This world is bad in so many ways. When Paul wrote those words in 2 Corinthians 12:7, thanking God for the thorn in the flesh, I want you to notice what he says. To keep me from becoming conceited, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away, but he said, my grace is sufficient unto thee. A thorn in the flesh. It wasn't pleasant for Paul. In fact, he pleaded with God to take care of that thorn, to remove it. But then he said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm the strongest. Thank God for the thorns, because they make us appreciate what will be when this life is over. There was a lady in one of the churches I preached for in Florida that was struck with a terrible illness. And it left her where she could not move. She barely could swallow. She was on oxygen all of the time. And even then, it was hard for her to take a breath. It just hurt so much. But this woman, I never remember seeing her without a smile. And I asked her one time how she could smile when so many things were wrong. And she said, well, you know, I've lost a lot of things, but I haven't lost my appetite. She had an attitude about her that even when the worst things could happen, made her smile even more. She knew what was going to be after this life was over. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Paul said to Timothy, I urge you, first of all, that request, prayers, and intercession with thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And then finally, in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12, the scene is in heaven, the throne of God, and the elders and the angels and even the living creatures, they bow down before the throne and they say, praise and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and forever. Amen. Let's bow in prayer. Holy Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't say it enough, Father. We thank you. We thank you for everything, both good and bad, for all the physical blessings, for the people in our lives that we love and that love us. It's so good to be loved, Father. Thank you. Father, even for our enemies, we thank you, Father, that it gives us a way that we can show them the love that you show us. Help us to be forgiving, even as you forgave us. Help us to be giving, as you have so mercifully given to us. Father, thank you for salvation. We don't deserve it. Our sins say that we should die. But your mercy says we can live. Thank you so much, Father, for that place prepared. It's called a mansion. And we're grateful, Father, that you have prepared a mansion for us. And that there's room in that mansion for everyone. Everyone, Father, that will call upon the name of your Lord, of the Lord. Father, it may be that there's one here this morning that needs to be baptized. Thank you for that avenue where that our sins can be washed away in the waters of baptism. Maybe there's one here, Father, that is in need of prayer. Thank you so much for that avenue. We don't deserve to be able to talk to you, but because of your Son Jesus, we can. And that He is the mediator, that He is the intercessor, that He is the sacrifice that makes you listen to us, Father. Thank you. Father, please help us to give some serious thought to how much we have to be thankful for throughout this week. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. It may be that there's one here this morning that needs to respond to the invitation. What a beautiful morning it is for you to come. All together we stand and while we sing.
I am resolved. Oh.